celebration really is celebrating two kids who took a huge risk by coming here. You know, you walk in here, practice October 15th, and we've won 78 in a row. And you know you're going to be starting a point guard and center. And right away, you better figure it out. You better figure it out quickly. Because you know if we lose, it's your fault. And you're playing with one of the best players in the history of college basketball, who's not going to put up with any nonsense. So those two guys have been under the gun every minute of every day that they've been here. And you know what? I don't think anybody's handled it better than they have for 4 years. You know how people talk about this kid's special, that kid's special, this guy's special. You know, you hear people on TV yelling, that's a special player out there. Why? What makes you special? You know what? So they use that term loosely anymore. They're unique individuals, these two. And I'm really proud of the way, and that's what we talked about in the locker room afterwards. I'm really proud of them. Proud of the way they've handled themselves as people and proud of the way they've handled themselves as players and what they've accomplished. It really says a lot about them, their families. You know, Bria being a pain in the ass during recruiting, threatening that she's going to go to Kentucky. Actually had the guts to say that to me in her house. Why am I going to Kentucky? I said, go to Kentucky. I'm telling, tell your father, I'm leaving right now. No, I didn't mean that. Oh, okay. So that's what I said to him when he came out the court. Hey, Dennis, just think you could have gone to Kentucky. You know, but so you're reminded, at days like today, you're reminded of all the things that you've been through with these kids since the time they're seniors in high school. Like every moment that you've had with them just kind of flashes through your mind. You know, I still can see it like it was yesterday, Stephanie Dolson standing outside the locker room after every big home game. Basketball shorts, ugly boots, and it's 10 degrees below zero out there, and she didn't care. It's the same thing every day. And now she dresses up like she's, you know, going to be on MTV. It's fun watching them grow up.
What do you think when you got the text?